my mind has just been blown.
2SCR.com.
Hello, good morning. It's 2SCR 107.3. You're tuned into the Vulture's Nest, a half-hour scattered scrutiny of some of the news and culture of the week. Thank you to Andrew Popel for another interesting final draft about the Everlasting Sunday and the Stella Prize. I'm Sean Morahan, and joining me in the nest today, Erin Rooney. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello, Erin. And Tarina Tete.
Oh, cool. I was wondering if I was going to get that intro. Morning.
How are you going, T?
All right, thank you.
Good. During the week, a huge source of multiple news stories was International Women's Day. Maybe just driving home the point that women can achieve more in one day than men can achieve in the rest of the year.
You know, I made the comment, I know it's been said too, I made the comment, I went, oh, when is there an International Men's Day? And a man said back to me, every other day is International Men's Day. Oh, she's fallen off, guys. She's fallen off. No, but and he said it not in the way of, it was not at all sexist. It was just, I was quite impressed at his actual genuine, call about how it is in the world. So great, we got one day. Yay, 363 to go.
Yeah. Tee, maybe if I could start by asking you, what was your personal experience of International Women's Day this year?
Oh, to be honest, I'm very busy at work at the moment, so I seem to have I seem to miss it all mostly. Bits and pieces came through. I used it as a good punchline for a joke. That was terrible, I know. You can revoke my womanship card for a year, but I actually missed a lot of it, to be honest.
Do you feel some sort of responsibility about acknowledging International Women's Day in a particular way and not making it the punchline of a joke?
Look, I think there's been so much work done probably over the last, there's so many steps made over the last 12, 16 months that maybe it's time to kind of keep pushing that, and that comes down to the individual person. So, yeah, I feel a little bit of shame that I didn't, but I was really busy at work. Yeah. I was really busy. Thank you.
Erin, what about you? What was your personal experience of International Women's Day this year?
Quite similar to Tee's, actually, because usually I love doing something for International Women's Day. Like, usually I love going to an event and watching some people speak. And actually, last year I went to an event and met my current boss. So it was a really great experience last year, and I got really inspired. But this year, similar. I was really, really busy with work, but I was just content, scrolling through Instagram, seeing all the inspiring content, and just hearing women support each other and talk about the day. It was really good.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have one day a year where we, really shout about, the issues that are affecting us, and everyone comes together.
Yeah. Cool. This is a little bit like deja vu. I'm not sure if you remember, Erin, but you were on the show with me a year ago.
Of course I remember. How could I forget?
And we talked
about... We had a great show.
We did. I think CJ was with us as well.
Yeah.
And we talked about International Women's Day and what it meant back then. From your point of view, what do you think's changed in the last year?
Oh, so much. I mean, I think, the Trump era has changed a lot. I actually went to the All About Women Festival at the Sydney Opera House recently, and the session that I went to, one of the topics that came up was one of the women on the panel was American, and she was saying that she feels that something has really changed in America. And really, it's been inspired by Trump getting into power because, it's almost like women have had to completely get up and do stuff for themselves. Like, it's not about sitting back and just kind of hoping that things will change. Now it's like, let's take to the streets, let's shout about it. And I think the real thing was that things that we fought for like decades and decades have actually started being taken away, like, reproductive rights, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the idea that it can be taken away is quite scary and not something that you would have considered.
Once you've won those rights, you've got to keep fighting to keep them.
And then, of course, there's the Me Too movement. That's had an enormous impact on women's stories getting out there and people actually starting to believe women about these stories. So I think a lot's changed and women's voices are starting to be heard more, which I think is amazing.
I think the lines have been changed. the gender and what would be accepted has been changed.
Absolutely.
Or risen. And it's confusing, and I've said this many times, I do, in some ways, I can see how a man could be very confused about what's okay, what's not okay. Mm-hmm. And we're still trying to figure it out too. It's going to take some time, but there's definitely a shift.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's good that we're at least talking about
it. Don't forget... Oh, you've actually put that in. I don't mean to jump ahead, but I was getting excited about the fact that Saudi Arabian women can now drive.
Yeah, and actually... Well, yeah.
I'm guessing it's that the allowance of their husbands or fathers, is there a limitation on it?
You're asking me? Is the man in the room?
I should have. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to direct that at you, Sean. Sorry.
Sean, you're always moderating these all-female panels, in the middle of it all.
And does it well, doesn't he?
He does it well.
So, yeah, that's actually pretty exciting.
You make it easy for me.
Oh.
So, I asked Erin what changes she'd seen in the last year, and she's highlighted a lot of them. Have you noticed any changes yourself? And maybe even, globally, I think Erin's covered a lot of them. Have you noticed any changes maybe even just in our city or in Australia?
I haven't noticed changes myself. I think maybe within myself, if someone was to catcall now, maybe I'm finding I'm getting a little bit more empowered myself. I don't know if that's just an age thing or just that I am just too tired to care anymore.
Or a comedy thing.
I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sort of...
Maybe a bit of everything. You know?
Yeah. So, I stood up for myself last week when I got kicked out of the pub. It's fine for being a straight woman, but that's fine. twice. I'm definitely the comedy scene. I think there's talk in that too, but I haven't been around long enough to know what it was like. I'm still hedging my bets. I think I sit on the fence. I don't want men to be disempowered. I don't want that. I'm an equalist. I want this to be the same. I want us to have equal rights. My biggest bugbear is the equal pay issue. And that needs to change like yesterday. There is just no reason for it. There is no reason for it. Same job, same qualifications, same pay.
Yep.
It's unacceptable. And the country escapes me now, but the country is now...
Iceland, do you think?
Iceland?
Made it illegal? Like,
go Iceland. Made it illegal to I don't even know how it's come about. I can't... I'm looking to you to give me an answer, but you don't know. I'm sorry, Sean.
I find it a really interesting issue, though, because I think that, a lot of, progressive countries have at least a policy of equal pay, like gender pay, but there's so many factors that are, invisible that, contribute to it. So, like, unconscious bias, for instance, and that kind of thing. That's really hard to prove.
Yeah.
If a woman's going for the same job and asking for the same amount of pay, the boss could kind of be like, she hasn't had that as much experience
because she took a year off to have a baby,
because it's not completely comparable
or
something like that. But it's so it's really hard to prove sometimes. But I think it's great that Iceland are at least trying to introduce action plans.
Yeah, you go, Iceland.
Yeah, different companies. Yeah,
a few articles I've read about the pay gap have introduced the concept that women. And I think it's a generalisation, but it's said that women are a lot more modest about their talents and about promoting themselves.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Absolutely. I think so as well. And I think women can actually be penalised at work, if they do shout about their abilities. People are like, oh, no, she's too arrogant or like too, up herself, where sometimes men aren't. Yep. That's a massive generalisation, but I do think there's a trend there.
I'm the same. I don't go in to oversell myself because I don't want to underdeliver. But that's not a concept that a lot of I assume men, and again I'm generalizing, but it's the difference between, I'm going to say it, there's a difference between a guy will go in and say, yeah, I can do that job, and they've got like least experience, but the woman will be like, look, I don't know, I'm not sure, da da da.
I'm interested about what you think, Sean, about this. Do you have any opinions?
Hot seat now.
Yeah.
I think as T has first-hand experience working with me in comedy, and Erin, you're aware, you've been to one of our comedy shows.
Yeah.
And so I run a group. I've got a collective of comedians. We all work together and put shows on together.
Yeah.
And I've noticed in applying to be part of that group, definitely.
Women are far
more modest.
Modest, absolutely.
Yeah. And men generally oversell themselves, overpromote themselves, maybe exaggerate a little bit about what they've achieved.
Yeah.
So I definitely noticed that. And again, not all, but there's definitely a trend. There is definitely a noticeable trend there.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's sad. But then I don't want to take away from, I don't want to take away man's confidence. It's not my, it's just about, it's just about equaling respect.
Yeah,
I'm not here to make you feel bad about being a confident person. I just want you to...
I think it's like, it's two ways as well. Yeah, we've got to teach women to be more confident, but also teach, you know, other people to view women equally as well. So like, it's like a two-way street.
Yeah, agreed.
Out of the huge number of news stories that came out of International Women's Day this week, can I ask you both, have you picked a favourite? Or one that you'd like to maybe discuss with us, whether it's a favourite or not, one that stood out for you?
I got a favourite.
Go.
I'm so happy. I like it. It's Barbie. Barbie Mattel, they put out a whole new range of Barbies.
You're saying that with great affection. Did you have Barbies as a kid?
I did.
Karen, did you?
No.
What?
But, you know, probably because I just didn't identify with Barbie. Like, she was super girly. I was a massive tomboy when I was a kid.
Hey, I made a gun at preschool that the teachers had to be, my parents had to be calling. So it's not about,
you're right. Like, but I guess I was more into, like, you know, video games and stuff than, dolls.
Oh, no way. Cool.
I just never quite identified with her and, you know, the fancy cars she drove and, like, you know, Ken and, like, all of that.
I'm a little bit older than you. So we didn't have video games in our house, just quietly.
So what was the
story? I didn't want to say it, but no, I'm kidding.
It's all right.
So what was the story with Barbie?
So Barbie Mattel has brought out a whole bunch of new Barbies, which is amazing. So even for Australia, so Bindi Irwin's going to be getting her own Barbie.
A Bindi Irwin Barbie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great. I love
Bindi. Yeah, she's not too bad, actually. She probably looks more like Terry, but anyway, she's going to have one. And then we're also, Australia's bringing out positions, and especially jobs that women have not held. So, for example, police commissioner, chairman of the AFL, governor of the Australian Reserve Bank, head of ASIO. They will all be... I'm actually just wondering what outfits they're going to give them that proves that they're...
Have you seen... There's photos that have been released. I have seen them.
You have?
For instance, the head of ASIO one, it's really weird. She kind of looks like a scientist. She's wearing like a lab coat. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I have
part of her undercover
disguise. I have mixed feelings about her undercover. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's all good and well, but they
I have
don't.
Mixed feelings about it, to be
what
honest.
What does the chairman of the female chairman of the AFL wear? I mean, also your pen, you're also like... Anyway, the idea is good. The idea is good.
I think the positive, the role modelling's great, but the fact that the women haven't held these roles, like it, you know,
that
maybe
is
we
what,
should be focusing on that first.
Yeah, and, let's not sell dolls about
then
them.
We'll sell dolls, yeah. But maybe they're trying to start from the beginning, like, and inspire women to, you know.
Well, I'm pretty shocked at those roles that women haven't held those roles. Some of those roles, I'm really. And also internationally, they've released dolls of inspiring women, including one of Frida Kahlo.
Oh,
of course,
that's great.
Yeah, that is great. But my first comment was, did you do the eyebrows? and the family that is the sole, one of the great niece holds the sole rights to it, and the family are not happy because she's lighter coloured, etc., etc. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, no, they've got a lot of very famous, inspiring women there.
Of the jobs there that they've identified, are there any of those that you'd want to?
Oh, police commissioner, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Cool.
So no one's kicking me out of clubs anymore. That's what's happening. Do you know who I am? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here on official business.
No, any of those jobs I'd have.
Yeah, I'd like a schoonerful of official business, please.
See, I've already got it down.
Very good. Do any of them appeal to you, Erin?
The stories, you mean, from International
the
Barbie
Women's
Day?
Oh,
the Barbie dolls.
There's also First Woman on the Moon as well is available.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. Yeah, I'm not a big risk taker, so like I would love to just keep my feet like planted on Earth. That would be great.
Okay.
But so I'm not sure about that one. But the ASIO one, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a spy when I was a kid, so that would be so cool.
It appeals to the tomboy and the young Erin.
Yes.
You can wear that lab coat. Woo!
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Cool. And the story that you chose?
Yeah, well, going back to the pay gap issue, a French newspaper, Libération, raised its price on Thursday. So it you know, but only for men. So I found this interesting because a lot of brands or, brands in general, like on International Women's Day, they'll do the opposite, where they'll make something cheaper for women but not more expensive for men.
Yeah.
As in raising the price from what it originally is. So they made, so women would pay the standard €2 for it, while men would have to pay an extra 50 cents. So I found that interesting, because when you're making something cheaper for women, you're kind of preaching to the choir. Like, women already know that this is an issue. Well, not all women, but, like, you know, a lot of women who are engaged with feminist, you know, ideology, they know that that's an issue. Whereas when you're actually penalising men, by making them pay more, it's making them think about it and, you know, question it. But at the same time, maybe it's making them, you know, more bitter and, like, more in denial of, like, no, it doesn't exist, and you're just making a big deal. Because there's a lot of pay gap denial in the world.
I'm still in denial because I just can't believe it myself.
Different kind of denial.
Yeah, true. That's true. Different kind of pay gap. So did they sort of show the numbers of what the sales were? Did men get on board?
I would have to Google that one.
Yeah, no, that'd be a very curious to know.
Yeah, I would be interested.
Would you pay the extra 50?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
If it was a publication I regularly got. In fact, even if it wasn't, I'd probably still do it just as a sign of support.
Yeah.
And I'd also be just interested in the whole social experiment of it.
Yeah, I'm very curious. I just find it interesting, though, because, you know, so women in general in Australia earn less than men, but we have to pay for so much more than men, like the upkeep.
And we get luxury tax on, trust me, things that ain't luxurious.
That's right, I know. And I just find it, like, that doesn't logically make sense. It's just,
No, the pink tax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I think I've even seen articles where they've had two products side by side. They're almost identical, but one's marketed to women and they just charge a premium. Because,
well, even haircuts. That kind of annoys me. Like, even a woman who goes in with short hair, like similar length to a man, would still probably pay $20 or $30 more for the haircut because it's a woman's haircut.
Yep, there's more style. Yeah, hair is so uncontrollable. Yes. Of course, like men. Yeah, of course.
would you trust a cheap haircut?
No.
That's a different topic. That's a different topic.
Yeah.
That's true.
But if I had short hair and I was essentially doing, like, the barber, which a lot of women do.
I have friends here who do that,
yeah. Yeah, big under the barber for sure. Yeah. Those guys are amazing what they do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
How's your hair going, Sean?
It's actually more upkeep than when I had hair. It's so annoying. It gets to, like, 3 days growth and my head gets really hot. Thank you for taking an interest.
Equal rights.
Yeah. There was one of the biggest news stories that caught my attention about International Women's Day was the strike in Spain.
So women
went on strike, and were urged by organisers to spend no money and ditch any domestic chores for the day. You saw this story?
I actually didn't, and this is my other home, so I'm very disappointed in myself, yeah.
I find that really interesting because I saw a lot of infographics about comparing different countries and the amount of unpaid work that men do as opposed to women. And in every single country, women did more unpaid work. That was mentioned, at least, in this in this study. Mm. And I think because they were including domestic labour as work, and if you count that up as well as the hours that women work during the day, it's because it is work. You know,
it's not fun.
No.
It's not, let me do some house fun. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's housework for a reason.
So that's interesting. Mm.
So if there was a similar strike called in Australia, would you join it?
Do I get paid? So the moment I'm a contractor, so I don't get paid.
I think that's the point with strikes. No,
see,
you don't.
Me personally, because I live in a share house and I'm not in a relationship, so I think I'd feel a bit hypocritical if I joined the strike when I'm not, like, you know, looking after a house solely on my own anyway. So I think it's probably not my issue to speak out about, but absolutely women should if they feel that way, yeah.
Yes, why not? I don't stand up for too much, but yeah, I can get up for that one, sure.
Okay.
I can take an unpaid pay. Fine.
Good to know. One other little story that came out of it during the week was out of International Women's Day was McDonald's. And I think, we just covered this before we went to air briefly. Mm-hmm. So a McDonald's store in California, as a show of solidarity or acknowledgement for International Women's Day, decided to invert their logo. So instead of being an M, it was a W.
Mm.
It could also symbolise part of the female anatomy, I guess. Maybe that was part
of... Interesting.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, wow, okay. I didn't think about that.
I didn't even see it at all.
Maybe that was part of the social media backlash on it.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
I'm just going to put this out there. I think that is so cute that they did that.
So cute.
It's like, the equivalent of, like, brands, going rainbow for, like, Mardi Gras, showing support for a community. And even, like, how there's that McDonald's, I think it's in Bondi, that's Macca's. That's cool. Like how it's kind of...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I didn't get on board so much with the manly deciding to change everything to womanly. I wasn't so much on board with that.
The suburb manly.
Yeah, and all everything else. But we'll see if they do it for next... They didn't do it. They were talking about doing it for next year. But I thought that McDonald's thing was really cute. Until you pointed out they look like boobs, Sean.
Yeah,
no, you have to ruin everything, man.
Gosh,
come on.
Classic men, yeah.
Come on.
I'm not sure there was men that were complaining to the store about
okay,
it.
My bad. All right. So my boobs aren't that big, so I can't really. I don't go, oh, that looks like me. No. I thought it was cute, too.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's cool.
You're on to SEO on our 7.3. We've been discussing personal experiences as well as observations about International Women's Day this week. Are we going to track now part past, part fiction? By the Chills.
Dreaming of adventure in the NT? Outback Music Festival, Wide Open Space, could make your dream come true. Submit your 10-day travel itinerary to socials before March 29 with the hashtag WOSAreYouWaitingFor. The winning entry will encompass what the NT and Wide Open Space are all about. Imagine sunsets while listening to your favourite artists in iconic Australian scenery. Enter now! Wide Open Space Festival sponsors 2SER 107.3.
From 2SER and the Urban Housing Lab at the University of Sydney comes City Road. Informed stories about cities and urban life. What happens when an algorithm becomes your landlord? How does gentrification change the face and culture of our cities? What are smart cities? City Road will ponder these questions and much more. Subscribe to City Road wherever you get your podcasts or find us on cityroadpod.org.
This is 2SER 107.3 and you're listening to The Vulture's Nest. In the show so far this morning, we were discussing International Women's Day and some of the stories that came up out of International Women's Day. The one that we spoke about last was the McDonald's store that inverted their logo. So another story that was in the news this week, let's have a look at that, was another burger story. And when I mentioned the word burgers, Erin, your eyes lit up.
Anything to do with burgers, like sign me up. I love a good burger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it an occasional thing for you or regular thing?
I mean, I'd love to say it was an occasional thing.
There's so many burgers,
time. There's so many options in Sydney as well. You're just like, oh my gosh, so many good burger places.
Do you have a favourite?
Oh, yes. It used to be Pub Life Kitchen, Lord Walmsley Hotel, I think. But it actually closed down recently, so I'm really devastated about that.
Understandably. I feel your pain.
Mm.
Tea? Burgers? Your eyes aren't lighting up the same way.
No, I'm thinking about getting one after this, actually. Breakfast burger.
Oh, yeah. Music to my ears.
Yeah. Used to love, it's here now, Burger Fuel was like we had a Burger Wisconsin back home, and Burger Fuel is here now, actually, in Australia. That's where you can get your aioli. Yeah, aioli chips.
Oh,
yeah, that was the first time. Sweet potato aioli chips, just the best. So, but no, I got a good juicy burger. Sometimes it just brings you back from the brink of extinction.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the story I'd like to
anyway,
share.
Yes, onto the story.
No, that's good.
Now, let's talk about burgers.
Now that we're all salivating.
Yeah.
The story about burgers that made the news this week and caught my eye was Flippy the Burger, the robot designed to flip burgers. It was installed at a Cali Burger outlet in Pasadena in the United States, replacing human cooks. So initial impressions, Erin?
Look, Sean, I have mixed feelings about this. because, if a robot's making your burger, where's the love? That's the first question I have. Where is the love? Seriously.
Yeah.
That's what makes a good burger. It's the love, the time and care taken into making the burger, but of course, not too much time and care because you want it quickly, but just a little bit of love. Like, it kind of reminds me, when I first started working in North Sydney, I'd come from Redfern kind of area, and there were lots of great coffee places, and they would take time and they would make a beautiful coffee. In North Sydney, I can get a coffee in 10 seconds from when I order to leaving. But there's just no love, you know?
You can feel the production line quality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that would be the case with Flippy, even though he has an adorable name.
He does. And we've shown a photo of Flippy to you.
Yes.
And he does just look like a surgical,
yeah,
bland instrument.
Oh, don't you say that about
Flippy. He has a cute little spatula, so though.
Okay, T, so, here's his picture. Give him a kiss.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't feel the love in that kiss.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm pro this robo-human relationship thing that's definitely coming in our future yet. So that's...
Okay, so Erin, you're saying that love isn't you're not necessarily going to get it every time with a human...
Human's food server's grumpy and he's had an argument with his girlfriend or her whatever.
That, I mean, it adds to the experience of going and getting, you know, burger. It's a start to finish experience. It's got to be the whole package, you know. The burger's great, the service is great, the vibe's great at the place. So, yeah, but I don't know. Robot burger maker, not sure about it.
Okay. Well, you may or may not be pleased to know that he was taken offline after one day.
Not enough love.
The official reason they give, they didn't mention love, but that could be the subtext to this story. The real reason they gave was he wasn't working fast enough.
That's just robo race. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but it'll be a thing soon. It'll be a movement. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, if you get the chance today to enjoy a burger, we hope you get to enjoy one made with love. You've been on The Vulture's Nest today with me, Sean Morahan, and thank you to my guests, Erin Rooney.
Thanks for having me.
And Tarina Taitea. Thank you too.
Burger time, guys. Burger time.
Yeah, seriously.
If you've got comments on today's show, please visit our Facebook page, The Vulture's Nest, or our Twitter page, The Vulture's Nest. Remember, you can formalise your support of 2SER by donating at 2ser.com/donate. Coming up, the best of arts, theatre, music, pop culture and all things creative in So Hot Right Now. Today with Sam Barron, right here on 2SER 107.3.
Working late, office party, or just hungry? Pizza from Crust Piermont is your answer. Open 11 a.m. to late, 7 days a week. Crust Piermont can deliver up to 150 hot, fresh,